Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If I were to ask you, do you want to be a better Circle 2 putter? Your answer would probably be yes. Today on the Chain Clinkers Disc Golf Podcast, we are going to be giving you some tips on how you can improve your putt from Circle 2 that will nail you more birdies and lead to you beating your friends more often. Let's get into it right now. Welcome in, everybody, to the Chain Clinkers Disc Golf Podcast. I'm your host, Quinn Ferris, and today we are talking about something that I love to do, and it's making putts from Circle 2. This really is a game changer in disc golf, and I really believe at the amateur level, and when I'm saying amateur, I'm going to be talking about that 950 and lower rated players, you have to be good at putting. You have to make your Circle 2 putts. If you are able to make your Circle 2 putts and just putting in general, you will score much better than your friends. And the reason for that is that putting is where you're going to see the most mistakes, and it's a lot harder to overcome them, right? If you and I are playing, and let's say I'm rated 900, and or let's say I'm rated 800 and you're rated 900, right? And I can't throw for a lick to save my life, but you can throw 300 feet pretty easily. If the hole is 315 feet, and it takes me two throws to get to 310, and I make my 5-footer, or even 300, and I make a 15-footer, whatever. Regardless, I make the putt for par. It doesn't matter if you threw it 300 feet and then you miss the birdie putt. We got the same score. Putting is all about converting opportunities, either opportunities to score better and get a birdie, or opportunities to not have a mistake, i.e. you're making that big time par save. Now, a lot of players have the mental issues when it comes to putting, and they get nervous, anxious. They can't translate what they're doing in the backyard to the course and all those things, and that is tough. And we've done episodes on that and how you can help with that. But today in specific, we're going to talk more about Circle 2 putting and how you can do some things in your practice routine that will help improve your Circle 2 putting over time. And let's kind of define what Circle 2 is, right? Circle 2 is outside of that 33 feet, outside of 10 meters. This is where you can do a step or jump putt. That disc just has to be released before your plant foot leaves the ground, right? You can't be in the air completely, and you can't cross your lie on a step putt and still have the disc in your hand because you're then not behind your lie. So, for me, I'm a big-time step putter. That's what I like to do. I'm the guy who asks, am I outside, am I outside, am I outside? Because I would rather do a step putt than do a just standing putt. I feel as though I've got more power, more range, more consistency on doing that, especially from that 35 to 43-foot range, than I do a 30-footer. Where I just have to stand there and make it. And so for me, here are some things that I look for when I have the step up. First one, is the ground clear? I want to clear that ground in front of me. I don't want to twist an ankle, anything like that. That would not be fun. It's not worth doing that on the course. So that's kind of the first thing I'm looking for. Then I'm kind of assessing, what is the green like? Is it just a flat green where there's nothing really behind it? No danger, no rollaway potential, no nothing like that. And then the next thing I'm assessing is, what is my wind like? Do I have a tailwind? Do I have a headwind? Do I have a crosswind? What is the wind going to do to my disc? And if I have a headwind, you want to aim lower because it's going to rise your disc. If you have a tailwind, you want to aim higher because it's going to drop your disc. And then obviously the left, right, you kind of have, you aim the opposite, so that way the wind kind of does its thing a little bit. Now, an overstable putter will kind of fight this wind a little bit more, but unless you're really getting out there, I feel like I don't tend to notice it a whole lot. And really, those are kind of the first things that I'm thinking of. Now, I don't love the idea of saying, well, you want to think about what happens if you miss, but to be fair, you do want to have at least some sort of an idea of, if you were to miss, how comfortable are you being far away from the basket, right? If it's like perfect conditions and you know that you can make the 20-footer coming back if you miss, all right, that's 100% running. Now, if you aren't comfortable with that, the wind's really bad, whatever it is, maybe instead of giving it that full run, you're giving it like a 75% run. You're giving it a pretty good run. It's got a shot to go in, but if it misses, it should be within 5 feet. It's an easy tap in and we move on. That is just game theory and strategy you have to think about, and I think that's something that you should be thinking about before you get to your lie. You need to make the decision of, when I step up, am I making this putt, or am I attempting to make this putt, but there's some danger and I'm not going to completely throw it away. A good example, I actually have a video of this on our TikTok, Chan Clinkers Disc Golf, where a buddy of mine is putting on an elevated basket from circle two. He doesn't step putt or jump putt, but he runs the chains. And behind the basket, it's a pretty much direct slope downwards. So he was putting for birdie, but he misses the birdie putt. And now he's got a 30-footer uphill with branches in the way. He misses that. He's now putting for bogey and misses that comebacker, and then has to make a tough double bogey save. That's an example of how being too aggressive in your circle two putting can actually hurt your score. You have to know when to hold them and when to fold them when it comes to running those circle two putts. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you, you always have to have ideal conditions, but you got to have a lot of confidence in yourself, and you got to know what you can make if you miss it. If you know you're not going to make that 15-foot comebacker because you're going to be in your head, you're not going to have confidence, XYZ, then don't put the disc in a position to where it can go 15 feet past the basket. You don't want to be left and right. You either want to be in the chains or hitting the cage. That's kind of your miss when you are trying to not go too far past the basket. It's either chains or you're going to miss it low. You don't want to go left and right or high, especially high. That can lead to you being just as far away in another direction. And especially out here in Kansas with these winds, it can be tough. You get the wrong headwind and all of a sudden you're now further away than you were the first time. And at that point, you just got to concede, take your bogey, move on, and live to fight another day. So here's the big thing that I think you should be doing when you're working on your step putt, when you're doing your practice. I think what you should be doing is you should be practicing it from as close as 10 feet. And you work on it and you go in incrementals of 5 feet backwards. And you might be like, Q-Dog, you can't do a step putt inside the circle. Agreed, you can't do that. But you're working on getting the motion down. You're working on getting those reps in an environment in which you're seeing a high percentage of success. You don't want to sit there from 35 and step putt, step putt, step putt. One, you're going to get tired. And when you get tired, you're going to start forming bad habits. And that's not what we want, especially if this is just something you're getting into. Instead, we want to take you from 10 feet and we want to work on getting that motion down. It is a tough motion to keep your lie while stepping forward because you can't remove that foot until that disc is out of your hand. And so now you're in a position where if you're doing that from 10 feet, you can go through it slowly. You can work on the motion. You can get it down. You can get some confidence. You know where your hand needs to be for the follow through, because the follow through on these putts are very, very important. I would say it's almost what makes the putt, is that follow through, that wrist snap. So when you can learn that from 10 feet and in, it's then going to allow you to start working backwards. And so the drill that I would do is, let's say you have 2 to 5 putters, let's call it 5. You make 5 from 10 feet. Okay, now you go on the other side of the basket. You make 5 from 10 feet. Then you go to the two sides and you make 5 from 10 feet. So now you've just made 20 putts. The next thing you want to do is you want to do that from 15 feet. And then you want to do it from 20 feet. So now you're getting in that 20, 40, 60 putts and you're at 20 feet. Then you do 25 and now you're at 80 putts. You do 30, now you're at 100 putts total for the session. You've done 100 putts total for the session. A, that is going to improve your putting very quickly if you're doing that on any sort of regular basis. So you're doing that. And now I understand we are still not inside the circle. I would do this probably until you've put up 500 to 1,000 putts. Once you've done that many putts inside the circle, let's start taking it back. Let's start at 20 feet and we'll work our way back to 25, 30. Okay, we've done 60 putts now at 30. We're warmed up, we're feeling good. And then we're going to incorporate 35. And then we're going to do 40 for 100. Okay, and that's a day. So now we're getting out to 40. And by the time you're getting to that 35 and 40 footer, you should be feeling very confident. And I would do this for another 500 to 1,000 putts. And I'm not saying that in a day. I'm saying that over whatever course of time you want. It could be a year for all I care. Whatever course of time you want. Hopefully it's within a month or a week or, you know, 2 weeks, whatever it is, maybe 2 weeks, right? We can get this solved in a month. If you do 2 weeks at the 10 to 30, and then you do 2 weeks at 20 to 40, you already have put up 2,000 putts in a month, and you're very comfortable with the motion of step putting now. So then what you do is, instead of starting at 20, the next 2 weeks, we do 30. So we do 30, 35, 40. So now at 40, we've done our 60 putts, and we should be comfortable with that because we've already been doing that for 2 weeks. Then we're going to do 45 and 50. So now you're doing 1,000 putts. You've put up 3,000 putts in 6 weeks, and you're now able to make putts from 50 feet out. That is going to improve your game by a lot. You're going to become a much better putter. And that, especially from circle two, you're going to be nailing these circle two putts. That step putt or jump putt motion is going to feel very good. It's going to feel very natural. And like I said, this is the difference maker. If you throw 300 feet, but you make down 90%+ of your putts inside the circle or inside 50 feet, we'll call it. If you're throwing 300 feet consistently and you're making 90% of your 50 and in, we'll say if you're making 50% of your 50 to 33 and then 90% inside the circle, you are going to be a fantastic disc golfer. You're going to be a great putter. You're going to be dangerous. You're going to be beating your friends way more often. You're going to be competitive in leagues. You're going to be competitive in tournaments. And I think that's what it takes. As the game continues to evolve and grow, you have to be doing this kind of work if you want to be serious about it. You have to be doing this kind of work if you want to play well in tournaments. And that's just locally. If you're one of these chaps out here who want to get on the pro tour, you got to be doing this a lot. This isn't a 6 week routine. This is like a 2 week routine. This is like a, you know what I'm saying? You got to put up this winter 20,000 putts, in my opinion, if you want to be a excellent putter on the disc golf pro tour. And so that's not said to discourage you or anything like that. That's just said as a, that's the reality. If you want to go be on the pro tour, if you want to be competitive, at tournaments locally, or you just want to beat your friends, in 6 weeks, we can fix your step putt, and you're going to be making a lot more 50-footers than you were last year. And so when you get into springtime and you play against your friends, or maybe you're playing in the winter, whatever it is, they are going to be shocked at how well of a putter you are, and they're going to ask you, how did you become such a good putter? Hopefully, you will let them know that you heard about these tips on the Chain Clinkers Disc Golf Podcast, and if you want to hear and see and learn how to continue to become a better disc golfer, subscribe to the podcast, and make sure you follow us on TikTok at Chain Clinkers Disc Golf. We've got great instructional videos going up over there, and that is going to wrap up this week's episode. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed, and we will see you guys next week.